Where the fuck did my cart go? Oh, this is a fucking bag.
What up, little grass?
Sir!
Oh, hi.
Fucking... He's...
You got a big fucking shark behind you.
Mm-hmm.
It's episode, fucking, was it, 148? Was, 148. And, Mortal Kombat came out. Mortal Kombat 1.
It's not technically out.
I mean, it's sort of out.
It's out, but it's not out.
Yeah, it's out for this guy.
Yeah, you need the fucking collector's edition. Or whatever. And, you know, it's an okay game. I get some of the complaints. They sped it the fuck up, though. Like, it was slow. Like, it was slower than 11. And now it's as fast, maybe a little faster than 11. I miss the interactive environment.
Like, you thought 11 was fast?
I thought it was faster than fucking what this was.
I thought it was slow as fuck. I couldn't really find anybody I liked in 11 because of how slow I thought it was.
Oh, no. I loved 11. I'm having a hard time finding someone I like in this. And it's just because everyone's so different now. Like, Scorpion plays weird. Fucking Sub-Zero plays weird. And he fucking... Man, he had a real weird move. I don't remember what it was. It was like a rush, like a shoulder rush, but with an ice clone.
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool. Fucking... You can't edit your style anymore. I'm indifferent about that. I didn't really give a shit about choosing my style anyways.
Like variations?
Yeah, like,
I
you know...
I hated variations, dude.
Yeah. Oh, shit. I did two fat dabs right before we started this.
Variations were pretty alright in 10.
No, I didn't like them in 10 either.
I thought they were okay in 10, but, like, I didn't like that you could make your own in 11, but you couldn't use it in ranked. I thought, kind of like, what was the point?
Yeah, that is pretty pointless. I think the ones I made were just clones of the ranked ones anyways.
Yeah.
Because the ranked one, if I remember, with the base game, the ranked one wasn't even one you could normally select. So I had to make my Liu Kang like that.
Mm.
Mm, Liu Kang's so weird now. They're all
it's
weird.
Fire God.
Does he do the kick thing?
No, he doesn't have the bicycle kick anymore. I know, and the flying kick is different now, because it's a fireball, then a flying kick, but if you EX it, it's just a fucking fireball. Yeah. Crushing blows being gone. I feel like they took a lot away and didn't replace as much as they took away. I feel it's a little simpler. The cameo... I don't feel does much. I forget it's there most of the time. I'd rather be able to fucking throw. And maybe it's just because Striker sucks. His projectile's awful. Fucking, I almost have them all unlocked. I don't have Motaro unlocked. Okay, do I sound echoey?
I don't think so, bitch.
Yeah, ever since I got this fucking, the carpet ripped out of here.
Now that you've said something, I can kind of hear it.
Yeah, and now that there's no fucking bed in here right now, it's a fucking echo. I'm sorry, guys. I need to get some of those fucking things from my wall.
Yeah.
There you
now,
go.
Now I wonder if it's echoey at work.
Bro.
Yeah, you got some shit on your wall.
It's all it takes.
Yeah.
I got some of these.
Yeah. See, that's what I need. I should put it behind me, though, or in front of
Well, I put some behind me just in case, but I also have some in front of me as well.
Okay. Man, that's a good idea. Yeah, I don't have any of that shit. You said an egg crate?
Yeah, like you get your eggs in?
Yeah.
You get a dozen eggs, right?
Yeah.
A container. And then you that's what the cheap way to like put that stuff on the walls.
That's a good idea. Oh shit, the sharks are gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel much safer now.
Is that a natural staircase?
Yes.
That's very.
Some dude naturally built it there. Yeah.
I like it. I wish all cliffs had a nice little staircase into the water. You know, not all of us want to jump off the cliff.
Yeah, not me. I don't myself.
I'll jump off the cliff.
Well, I bet you would.
That's the for you. I want the stairs.
You look like the kind of guy that's about to jump off a cliff.
I'm going to do ninja flip.
Look at him.
Man. I was watching some cliff diving and from a GoPro.
That's fucking.
I couldn't do that shit.
No, thanks.
Yeah, no. Mm-mm.
I mean, not like a tall cliff.
Maybe 30
feet.
That still seems pretty tall.
I'm good.
That's like jumping off a building.
10 foot's too much to me, honestly. I started to overthink it at 10 foot. But yeah. I also broke my wrist falling from 10 feet before, so.
Oh, exactly 10 feet,
yeah.
Huh? Yeah. You're climbing a ladder?
No.
How'd you know it was 10 feet?
Because it's about 10 feet.
That makes sense. Is it a roof we fell off of?
No, it was an embankment.
What the fuck is an embankment?
You know how, like, it's the yard is going, you know? But then all of a sudden there's a 10-foot embankment. Like, bam.
Like a cliff?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, pretty much right into a ditch, yeah.
Cool. You weren't looking? You just kept walking?
No, I was on a four-wheeler.
Oh.
Yeah. It was the first time I ever rode a four-wheeler. And I was kind of young, and I didn't know where the brakes were. Nobody told me where the brakes were. And I kind of just, whoop, bah! And I fucking, broke my
wrist. That's one way to stop.
Yeah, it's true.
Man, I was on this hill that ended into a cliff that at the bottom of the cliff was water and rocks and shit. It didn't look fun to fall into. Long story short, I was standing. Oh, I didn't fall into it. I was standing on the fucking picnic table on this hill, and I jumped off of it or something, and fucking my buddy, I guess, wanted to mimic me or something, and he jumped onto it from the other end and was going to jump off. But since he jumped onto the other end and it was on a hill, it just fucking flipped and him and that picnic table rolled down the fucking hill. And he didn't go off the cliff, thank the Lord. He almost flew off the cliff.
Oh,
and this all happened while he was on a blind date trying to impress this girl. I was laughing. So, I felt like such an asshole. I was laughing so hard. I was crying. But he was a portly fellow like myself. So to see, you know, him roll down the hill with a picnic table, I was fucking dying.
Yeah, I'd have probably giggled myself.
I know he's gonna listen to this.
Yeah.
He's gonna be impressed that I didn't say his name. I'm pretty fucking impressed with myself right now, too, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Good job.
What was his name? No.
Give him a shout out.
By the way, who was he?
Yeah, shouts out to so-and-so. That's funny.
Don't worry, I got your back. So-and-so. Yeah.
Yeah. say it. All right, next topic. So he doesn't spill the beans.
Next, you got, how about this? I got some dog down, almost 25%.
I like the instructions to open it.
That's a really nice bag.
It's one of those Ziplocs that's a pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
It really gives you instructions. But let's find the... find a nice little nug to show off. Oh, there it is. There you go. Nice little feller.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty little lady.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, smokes pretty good. Smells like flowers.
Man.
Why don't you have any fucking Mortal Kombat Fortnite crossover?
They should do one. I would buy the skin.
They should do a few.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a Liu Kang. You know what? They should take skins off of models from the old cartoon.
Oh, that would be so cool.
Donnie
is not okay with that.
He said, fuck that idea.
Fuck that cartoon.
Listen, I just want cartoon Liu Kang and cartoon Curtis Stryker and maybe Sonya Blade and Jax and maybe Scorpion and Sub-Zero. Oh my god.
Nightwolf.
How did Nightwolf become the man at the computer?
Why not? Dude, he's the smartest one, right?
That just seems so weird to me. And Nightwolf on our computer.
Nightwolf, that guy. Why not Stryker? Makes more sense.
Stryker was the fucking leader in that show.
I know.
What the fuck? They watched the Street Fighter cartoon. And they're like, okay, Guile leads all those fellas.
Yeah.
We'll put Stryker in charge.
He's a cop. He should be the one in charge.
He is still...
not the crazy dragon guy.
He's still a weird fucking Mortal Kombat character.
Not the champion of Health Realm for sure. Definitely not main character material.
Okay, we need Mortal Kombat 3. We need it edgy. We need it to seem real. It looks like they're fighting in the streets of New York. How about a cop? Yeah, but not any cop. We need a undercover cop. And he looked like the guy that you know he's a cop when he tried to get weed off you. I heard you kids smoke the weed. You know where I can get some of the weed at? Oh, holy shit.
That sounds like a big-ass train.
I wasn't gonna say anything.
Yeah, I wasn't either, but
I was just gonna see if
I think with your bed gone or whatever you're fucking new for, the train is louder.
The window's open.
Okay. I was gonna say
so it's 100% fucking
loud. I was gonna say that shit like echoed.
Yeah, as soon as I fucking, it took me a minute to react. I'm a little fucking high right now. But, you know, as soon as it registered and
my
finger clicking, you know.
He said, oh, fuck.
Yeah, it's a loud, it's still pretty fucking loud.
Yeah.
And, you know. Just going down. You would think that shit would wake you up at night, but it doesn't.
Ka-chow.
Did it at first?
No, it never did. Which, thank God, because it might with that window open. That would scare the shit out of you. Like, holy shit, what's going on? It's just a train. You could fucking murder someone while that thing was going
pop, pop.
They'd be, help! Somebody's murdering me!
In the train yard, no one will hear you scream.
I'm surprised that's not a movie yet. Jesus Christ.
This should definitely be a tagline. What if we made a horror movie about a hobo, and that's the tagline?
Listen, there is a Well, there is a horror movie. I don't know if they're technically hobos. Do hobos, they only travel? You know, yeah. I'm getting technical.
Yeah, you're either a homeless or you're a hobo, right? And hobos go from place to place.
Yeah, they're
homeless. It's just chill.
All right. So, there's this movie called Street Trash about homeless people horribly addicted to alcohol that drink this alcohol called Viper that makes them melt into all different colors. And there's this one scene where you see this one bum taking a piss and this other guy rips his dick off. And then they play hot potato with his dick and he's running around trying to grab his dick. It's a really weird movie.
You watch a lot of stuff with people getting their junk ripped off.
You know what's crazy? Is I didn't watch this recently. I saw that movie back when I was a kid, man.
You know what's really crazy?
Recently, you told us about at least, you know, 5 to 6 good movies.
All cannibal.
Have this most fucked up fucking plot.
I have only seen one movie where dude's dick gets cut off.
Terrifier 2?
No.
Oh.
The Package.
I've never seen that one.
That's a comedy movie on Netflix where kid accidentally cuts his dick off, and so him and his buddies are like lost in the woods trying to find their way to the hospital to get his dick put back on.
No.
That's the movie?
That's a movie?
Yeah.
How do you accidentally cut your dick off?
So the whole movie was about him trying to get to the hospital?
I did not bleed to death.
It's like a buddy comedy kind of deal.
No, nothing funny about it.
That's pretty funny.
No, it's
pretty funny.
Oh, I cut my dick off. We're like, in the woods.
Like, it's funny because it's like, you know, small. And then, like, yeah, you should check out the movie. It's a pretty good movie.
Does it show the dick getting cut off?
I don't think so. Like, not like graphically showing a dick getting cut off, no.
Oh, yeah, well, it does do that in fucking Cannibal Holocaust, man. With a rock. Oh.
So, yes.
Yeah, and Cannibal.
Like 3 days.
I feel those cannibal movies. They just pop them right in the mouth. Just a little sausage. I've watched some, I ain't gonna lie, I watched some fucked up shit. I've been steering away from it recently.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah, well, more so because I just haven't had time, you know?
Yeah.
It'd be weird to watch something like that in front of the kids. Come on, kids.
Yeah, everybody gather around. We're gonna watch Cannibal Holocaust.
Although my oldest would probably enjoy it, but no.
Yeah.
The weirdest part, well, I guess it's not weird, but the grossest part about that movie is all the damn real animals they killed. Like, what the fuck? It's gross. You guys get any fucking comic books this week?
I didn't.
I got one in.
You got one in?
Comic book shop.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, shit.
Cosmic Skunk.
One. Number 2 featuring the Cosmic Skunk and Lucy, the second class hobo.
Hell yeah.
Well, shit.
Back to Kickstarter, get ready. We're going to send you some cool stuff. But then if you've been paying attention to Stone Ninja and whatnot, you know about the Raptor Boy.
Hell yeah.
We're like steadily like.
Wow, that's cool.
We're steadily getting in pages, and I'm telling you, like, just okaying artwork and stuff. Like,
that's dope as fuck.
There's this bus scene, and we knew we wanted to add something, so he kind of threw some sketches down and said, "Okay, here's kind of like the layout. What do you think?" And I left some room for word bubbles, and you know, we can, you know, make it say, you know, whatever.
Wow.
So I have been sitting there kind of filling in the blanks and and we wanted to kind of beef up the school element and the friends. Like the support crew, you know, we want them all to kind of their minutes of time.
Hell yeah.
Looking pretty good so far.
It's cool to fucking see the steps of this, like how it's fleshing out.
All right, so fun little exclusive bit of knowledge I'll drop on you guys. You see this thumb?
Yeah.
All right, so in the first issue, even though this is going to be the cover for it, in the first issue, he doesn't have a thumb claw yet.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, definitely. They got to science up some shit before he gets opposable thumbs.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I like how we fix the magic elements that are chaotic and, you know, created Raptor Boy. We fix all of this stuff with science.
Man. Fucking, that's turning out to be a dope little shit there. My son's pretty excited about it. I've been showing him all the pictures and the updates because he's super into dinosaurs right now.
Yeah, well, we've got, it looks like 10, like, detailed pencil. We've got, and they're going to, you know, going to start working on them. And then I think we've got a total of 24 pages for the comic book. So there's a possibility that by the end of the year, we're putting up like a little print run. Get like 50 of them printed. And just so we can have some promotional copies and have a couple to get away, you know. So I figure I'd send one up for Richie, see what he thinks about it.
Hell yeah.
And, you know, ideally, you know, he's kind of the target audience.
Okay.
It's meant for... like, I would say, like, a, you know, fourth grade and up kind of crowd, as far as, like, the vocabulary that's in there. Yeah, by, like, you know, third or fourth grade, most kids should be able to, you know, we're not dumbing it down. There's definitely some kid elements, but, you know, we want the scientific stuff to sound scientific.
Hell yeah.
The group of friends, it's all pretty much a bunch of smart kids, smart enough anyway, and we are, you know.
Are they all dinosaurs?
Who's that?
His whole group of friends is just him.
Oh, well, it's just Raptor Boy that gets turned into a raptor.
Okay.
In the first issue, and we will deal with anybody else who may or may not be transforming.
That's fucking dope.
Down the line. But you never know. We've already had some discussions about what we want to do with some characters.
Hell yeah. But,
right now, you know, this first issue, it's all about Raptor Boy. The first story arc, really, is all about getting to know Raptor Boy. We get to know a bunch of his, you know, side characters. Professor P is his mentor slash the scientist that does a lot of the inventing.
Hell yeah.
He's got his teacher is Miss Pepper, and she'll be like teaching him in class, and we might see some you know, crazy in school antics at some point.
Hell yeah.
And let's see, got a couple of friends, and there's a bully, and, yeah, and then there's the bad guy, Sarzar. He's an evil wizard, up to some evil shit. It's really
shit.
When Bryce's comic, right, with Ben, we're going back and forth and going back and forth, and then we'll get to a point where it's like, not exactly sure what I want to say here, and I kind of like type out like what he's put down for like the plot line, so I'm like describing what's going on in the panels.
Yeah.
When it comes to the like what they're actually saying, I want Ben and I to work on that together, right? So it's I edit some of his stuff, and then there's some stuff that we kind of talk it over and we write together. The dialogue is really important because that's the words that people read. You know what I'm saying? So I want most of the words that are in that to come from Benito and I, like, co-writing this thing.
Hell yeah.
And what I'll do is when I get to a point where he's kind of, like, laid some stuff out and I'm, like, writing the panels for where the, like, thing is, I'll be like, Sarzar says, come at me, bitch! And then, it'll say Raptor Boy says, I'm gonna fuck you up, you old ass wizard piece of shit. Start reading this, he's like, hey, whoa, fuck that can't be in the comic. And I'm like, I know. The whole point was
to just testing you.
Well, yeah, and partially, yeah, definitely test him. To see if he's paying attention to what we're doing.
Oh, wizard piece of shit.
And also, it brings attention to the comic at that point. So I know once I start cussing, that's where we have to start, like, talking about the dialogue and finalizing the dialogue. It's a pretty fun process.
Oh, wizard piece of shit.
I think he had one where he's like, a chomp off your head and shit down your neck. And he's like, Dad, this can't go in the cup. Like, what are you doing, man? I'm like,
that's funny.
I don't know. I think it sounds fun.
Sounded good.
Whatever, man. It sounds awesome.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it. Fucking, my kid's looking forward to it. Yo. And he's into fucking Raptors, I think, because of Fortnite.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fucking.
Yeah, we got the Raptors for the last handful of seasons, right?
Yeah, and they, you know, they're kind of useless, though. Like, I wish they could attack.
If they come at me, I'll jump on it just so I can get off of them. So he'll just randomly attack anybody that comes at him.
That's a good
idea. Almost like a free AI, you know? As far as actually riding them, totally suck, except for the jump. Like, they can jump a little bit higher. That's useful sometimes.
Yeah, especially with the double jump when you're jumping off them.
Yeah, but for most of that stuff, there's usually some kind of glowy mushroom bounce thing. Or zip line, or any number of shits to get you up that ledge.
Man, fucking, I really wish they'd bring back more rocket ramps. That fucking thing is so scarce now.
Yeah, it's.
I've played a couple games and not even find that song
again. Yeah, I've gotten used to not using it again.
I made a pretty sick meme that I sent way too early because I had played 3 games and still hadn't found one. One of those, it's straight on the heist thing, and every like little loot bag I grabbed, I was like, where is it? Where is it? Where is it? It would have popped on like the first one or the second one.
Yeah. And
the season came out 3 weeks ago.
That's bullshit, man, because I didn't play then, and now I'm playing, I never find a goddamn rocket.
Yeah, we were rocketing all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, that shit.
It took me like 2 weeks to get into the game.
I just opened every fucking chest and every loot bag and everything I see now. I'm gonna come up on a rocket ramp. just gotta, you gotta make it happen.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
You're absolutely right, man. That needs to go on a poster.
Just do it.
On a poster. So, I was fucking gonna try to beat one retro game a week and talk about it, but I couldn't fucking beat the game in a week.
Wow.
Yeah, well, I mean, I didn't, with fucking Mortal Kombat coming out, Pokemon coming out, which I still haven't even played fucking Pokemon, and fucking, I tried my hardest to finish Donkey Kong Country. I got to the last
fucking one.
Yeah, I was about to hop on and start playing it, Donkey Kong Country 2, and Donnie said, you should play Fortnite with me. Okay, I'm only going to play a game or two. And then next thing you know, holy shit, it's almost 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to get to bed. I got work in the morning.
It's always a game or two, and then we end up playing like 10.
Yeah. So I didn't play Donkey Kong that night. And I'm at the last fucking world. I'm almost to the fucking King K. rule, but it is what it is. It's never, and I really want to play fucking 3, but I don't want to start 3 without finishing 2. And...
Yeah. You know, I never played through all the way on any of those Donkey Kong games.
Neither have I. This is an experience for me. That's why I started doing this.
The only one I've played is Donkey Kong 64.
I've never played that one.
I've never played that one either.
Fucking love it, man.
That's probably the only one I haven't played.
Fucking best one. I've never played any other one.
I wonder if they come with the
best one
Switch on the arcade stuff.
Donkey Kong Countries are there on the Switch. Yeah. I don't think DK64 is.
Gotcha.
Hey. Pokemon Stadium Gold and Silver is on. I need to check that shit out. I just want to see those mini games.
The WWF games are from the N64 on the Switch.
No. Not yet.
No. Man, WWE, they got sold to is it Endeavor?
UFC?
TKO. Yeah. Endeavor.
Well, now I think Dana White is not the president of UFC now.
Yeah, it's Endeavor owns UFC and WWE.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I haven't watched it in a month and a half.
Fuck.
Man, I don't fucking ever watch that shit. You know, I watched AEW for a little bit, and then I couldn't keep up. You know, it's too much. I like the old shit. Too much.
You know, I feel the same way.
It's like a soap opera.
Yeah.
And it always leaves me wondering what if, and that pisses me off. I hate cliffhangers. It's like them damn YouTube videos where it's like, hey, we're going to bake a cake, or hey, we're opening, unboxing this, or they're doing something really fucking simple, and you just want to see what it is they're doing, but they're making it take fucking an hour and a half. And you're like, why are you doing this?
BRB.
Why can't you just open it? You don't got to tear a little bit and then tell me what the fucking packaging is made out of, and then tear a little bit and then go ask your neighbor Jeff what the packaging is made out of. Donnie.
Dog, I'm about to pass the fuck out.
What the fuck you want?
You look like you're about to sell something.
Me?
Yeah. It's a shirt. Look like you can work at Best Buy.
I don't even know what this shirt is. Oh, this is a shirt Ange gave me. Ultimate Medical Academy.
Oh yeah, I was when she was doing college. She went there for a minute. That was one of those online colleges. Like the one from the internship. I think they did that Phoenix Online or something. Man, fucking Donnie, you look pretty fucking tired, too.
I'm fucking hiring a guy.
Man.
I didn't sleep very good last night, either.
Dude, I
did one of them doubles.
water.
That fucking double set.
Yeah,
man. Water is fucking pretty fucking great. Man, I was supposed to have a half day today, and I decided to work the whole fucking day. Because what I do is easy now, so. Oh, Donnie's taking the shit now.
Nah, man. I ain't gonna lie. I think I'm about to dip out. I'm about to pass the fuck out, dude.
You have a great night, sir.
I can't hang. I'm getting old. God, I'm fucking...
Okay.
Shit.
It's fucking okay. It happens. You have a great night, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Man, I found this... I barely fucking see it. This copy of Metroid Prime.
Ooh, nice.
Fucking Hunter's first hunt randomly at my grandmother's. Fucking. Did we lose Donnie? Oh, there he is. Oh, shit. He came back like you were doing a magic trick. Like you just turned it back on. That was pretty fucking neat, Donnie. That was pretty fucking neat. Man, this fucking season of Fortnite. It's really drawing me in. I'm almost level 100.
Oh, I hit 100.
You hit 100? Fucking nice.
Ready to get on.
Done, man.
Man, I don't... I can't play. I work in the morning. I got these... You know, I got these damn Saturdays. Yeah,
you should play just, like, two games.
All right, I'll play two.
Yeah, games. It's fucking beatdown night. You can't skip Fortnite on a beatdown.
Yeah. I do only gotta work half a day tomorrow.
It's the only required time that we all three get on Fortnite.
Yeah, you know, good news is fucking the... No, I can't see my calendar, but the 25th and the 26th I took off.
So
I'll be able to stay up a little bit late. Well, sort of, because I gotta get up, get the kid to school. But
you know what? I'll be off the 23rd, 24th, and 25th because it's the Memphis Comic Expo where we've got a stoned in booth. Me and my kid are gonna be manning that with
Hell yeah. Our
local writer and artist that does the comic that's titled Memphis. Memphis, where superheroes exist, which is crazy because Raptor Boy kind of, to a certain extent, is going to be about a Memphis where crazy shit happens. So it's something in common. And actually, there is a Memphis, Tennessee in the Stone Ninja universe. So I don't know if any of those universes are going to collide. But we shall see.
Hell yeah. Hell fucking yeah. Donnie.
Ninja supposed to be like crossing over with Raptor Boy.
Until he's an adult.
With Raptor Man and he gets his own dispensary car and whatnot. He can go and pick up his medicinal cannabis.
He'll
pop him and be like, hey, I heard you can turn into a raptor. That's pretty cool. So, you want to smoke one? Stone Raptor.
Stone Raptor. Oh shit. Fucking
Stone Age will be their crossover.
That's fucking perfect. Fucking this is why you write things.
It is fucking, why I write. Yeah.
Your fucking beard is looking pretty on fleek, dude.
Mine's kind of growing back from the trimming.
And you know,
let it go.
Your beard is what's giving you the Billy Mays look, Don.
Yeah.
Did you cut the beard? It was longer, wasn't it? Yeah.
If Bob Ross...
That sale was a
happy my beard looks flagship. Different. Remember, because I cut it short as fuck. I cut it to almost the skin. It's growing in different this time. I don't know.
It's growing in like very fucking the dude from that Tim Allen show. You look like Al.
Oh yeah, Al, the neighbor.
You got a man's beard right there, though. It's definitely better than this fucking scraggly shit.
Oh, y'all grown up, Donnie.
Shit, I've had this since I was 14 years old. Down here.
I've had this since I was like 30. It took me 30 years to grow facial hair. And then, you know, it grew in like this. So, and it's actually grown in more than normal. So that's sad. Now this piece of shit can grow.
That before you die, you might even attach the things.
Yeah, it's starting. It finally started. It only took 30 something years.
I was in my early to mid 20s before they finally kind of connected there.
Yeah, well, but then I'm a little past that.
We all get our big boy hairs in our own time.
Shit, my legs still don't even have any fucking hair on them. You know, fucking, I don't know. Fucking in high school, women thought I shaved my legs, and they were always jealous. Oh, I can't, my legs are smooth like yours. So listen, I don't know, it's a curse. But it's also kind of a blessing. They look nice, but I don't know why. It's weird. Donnie, your legs have hair.
Yeah. I mean, I got fucking hair everywhere. I mean, shit.
Man, I'm losing the fucking hair on my head. I'm thinking about chopping this shit off anyway.
I wouldn't chop it off, goddammit, because if you chop it off, there is a bald spot there. Everybody's going to know it.
Yeah, I'm just going to have to get rid of it all at that point.
Then you never mind.
My problem is I just don't want to have to shave my head all the fucking time.
Yeah, I thought about that.
It does. It sounds really easy. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, nothing about it sounds easy. It sounds like a lot of work. It's something you got to be careful about. You know, nicked my head. And you know,
The clean shave?
Yeah.
Too lazy for that. I'd go like a one or a two guard everywhere.
And even that's too much.
Yeah.
I remember I shaved my head one time and I didn't know I didn't realize there was guards for trimmers. And so I just took it with no guard. Because Ann's gonna do my hair. She was getting ready. And I said, give me that. I'm doing the first run. Because some lady had freaked out at me at work. She'd go, oh, your hair's too blah, 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 blah. You need to cut it short, blah, 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 blah. And I got pissed. And so I just went home and I cut all my hair off. But I took them clippers, man, right down the middle. And then realized, oh, shit. There's no guard. I'm gonna be almost fucking completely bald.
Nice.
Yeah, so I shaved my entire head like that. And my brother called me Butterbean for about a month.
Nice.
And that was the last time I ever cut my hair. Yeah. That was fucking October 2015. So growing ever since, because fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Donnie, grow your hair out. Don't ever.
That's the coolest guy with the biggest dick in all of town. I heard him.
Yeah, that just drove by. I know. He wanted to let us all know. Yeah, he's sending selfies to everyone. The guy with the big dick that just rode by on his motorcycle.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Well, that's the plan.
Everybody wants to.
Listen, did you see the dick
pic? Big enormous penis.
Stick my dick in his mouth for.
Oh my. Man. So, I think I'm going to attempt the Ninja Gaiden trilogy, you guys.
Ooh.
And it's going to be, I'm going to have to play it for more than a week, because I'm not going to be able to beat that shit. And not the new one, but the old school one.
Yeah.
On the NES, and that shit's hard as balls.
Yeah, the first one's really hard. Even with save states, it's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and I've been save stating the fuck out of Donkey Kong Country. I'm on like save state fucking 244.
That so. Last level of Ninja Gaiden, like all the way across this way, and then you go up and you have to go all the way across the boss. And if you fuck up at any point, you go all the way back to the beginning of the whole thing. There's no like midpoint, midpoint. So that save state, you gotta, and it's the fucking hardest. That level is no joke.
That's how I be save state in Donkey Kong. And every few feet, I save state.
I got to the boss, and I accidentally hit save state and saved over trying to load. And so every time I loaded at that point, I would die and go back.
Man, what's dope about this little thing is every time you save state, it creates a new save state. So, and you can just cycle back to the old one. Because I accidentally save when I wanted to load all the time. And I load when I want to save all the time. And that one really pisses me off. Like, oh no, I didn't want to go back. Because it's these, you got to hit the menu button and then these back triggers. And so this is not the most comfortable way to play. But it works. Like, you get used to it, your hands cramp. This thing, though, for $70, this thing was fully fucking worth it. Like, I'm 100%. So sold, in fact, I'm getting the kids each one for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it's great quality. The buttons feel nice. Like, it's made in China, and you'd think it'd be a piece of crap, but it's... Everything about it is fucking quality, except for the SD card that it comes with. You gotta get your own SD card and add some shit to it, but it makes it fucking dope as fuck. And to be able to play these old-ass games just on the go... Like, it was so cool, because when I went into the office, I brought this shit to use on lunch. So on my lunch break, I was playing fucking Donkey Kong Country. And that was... Yeah, that was pretty fucking dope. Because I've played all three of them, but never finished any of them. This is the farthest I've gotten in Donkey Kong Country 2.
Yeah, I never owned any of them. I think I rented the first one, or somebody else had the first one, and I got to play it a little bit. I couldn't tell you if I even played the second or third one.
My girlfriend had a Super Nintendo, and the games she owned was Mortal Kombat 2, fucking Donkey Kong Country, and Super Mario All-Stars. And damn it, I played a lot of Mario All-Stars and a lot of Mortal Kombat 2, and I should have played more Donkey Kong Country. I think hers might have been broken and it didn't save or something. So I don't know why I didn't play Donkey Kong Country. Those games were great, and I had an opportunity to just sit there and beat it on original hardware, and I didn't.
Yeah.
Man, retro gaming got expensive as fuck, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when GameCubes were like $30. Now GameCubes are over $100. What the fuck? And I guess it's not setting in my mind. GameCube's 20 fucking years old now. That's crazy.
Point. Now it's kind of rare to have one that works all the way, and all the games to go with it. And
man, all them fucking NESs now.
Yeah.
Getting one that has a fucking working fucking 32-pin connector. Because they made them all weird because there's a damn video game crash. And that was all so long ago now. Now, my fucking You know what's weird is the 360 and the PS3 seem like so long ago now.
Yeah, man, I skipped the PS3. It's the only PlayStation I haven't owned yet. Or plan on owning, like, the PlayStation 5. I'll have to get one sooner or later.
Hell yeah.
The Spider-Man game coming out?
October something. Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah,
I'm probably gonna have to get it. It'll give me a reason to actually use my PlayStation. I ain't used that PlayStation since I finished God of War.
One of the kids play on it or something?
Nope, no one uses it.
Nobody uses it.
Nope. Dang. It's sitting there collecting dust until fucking Silent Hill 2 comes out. Fucking, I was all about the Switch. Because I got two Xbox Series X's, an Xbox Series S, and a Xbox One X. My oldest has the Xbox One X in her bedroom. Richie uses the Xbox Series S. I got an X in my bedroom and an X in the living room. So everyone pretty much uses Xbox around here.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
That's one that I don't even turn on very much anymore.
Damn. Yeah, you know, it's because...
PlayStation 4 that I play all the time. It has the Switch hooked up to the TV.
Really
plays it.
I like this.
Yeah.
More than this.
Yeah.
Like, the thumbsticks are what got me.
Yeah.
And I got this fucking bad boy that I don't ever fucking use. This is the fucking Elite controller. It's rechargeable and all sorts of fun shit. You can charge it through the fucking case. But I'm afraid that the kid's destroying it, so I don't pull it out.
Huh.
Yeah, because listen, every time I buy Richie a controller, I mean, he chews on him or something. His controller look and feel like a dog. Head. Fucking. It's no good. And he can't keep a headset. Every headset I get him, he demolishes. I don't know what he does to him, but he's broken. That's why you can't ever hear him, because he don't have any headsets.
And so he's why.
Yeah? I was like, come in here and talk to me.
It's not that I muted him.
Yeah, no, it's that he doesn't have a headset anymore. And I'm not letting him use his mom's, because it's a nice wireless one. And you know what? I'm not letting him use mine either, because I treat mine bad enough. I see the cord laying on the ground. Mine, when I plug it in, I got to start wiggling the cord and shit for it to work. And what bothers me is fucking the wireless ones were on sale for $50, and I could have bought myself one. And I said, nah, this wired one works just fine. I'm thinking about getting a nice headset, though. I wish I could use this headset with my Xbox, but it's USB, so I can't. Yeah, I bought an adapter, and that didn't work. This headset I bought without looking at the price and realized I spent $200 damn on. Yeah, I bought a computer at the time. Two, though. So the price of the computer was so high, I just assumed it was taxes and shit. I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. This computer's expensive as fuck. I didn't realize that. Oh, I thought it was like a $100 fucking headset. And then I saw the fucking price tag when I got home. I said, oh, I'm an idiot.
But in the dope.
Yeah, they are pretty nice when you can see the whole thing. I used to have the same exact headset minus the kitty ears, and it did work for the Xbox. And I got those on sale on Black Friday 2020 for $20. And I bought them because I used to play Call of Duty with Donnie. And fucking, he went out and got a headset, and I didn't have one. And I checked, and they were on sale.
I just re-downloaded Cold War.
Ah, Cold War was so good. Did you ever get into Call of Duty stuff?
Nah, man. The more realistic the, like, war game or shooter, the less I like it.
I feel that.
I like my video games, video gamey. I like Halo. I like Grand Theft Auto. I like Fortnite. If I can't run in hucking grenades and shooting rocket launchers and jumping around like a dumbass, it's really not for me.
Hell yeah. You know, that was the hardest thing for me to get used to in Call of Duty, was the fact that I can't run in there like a Spartan. Because going from Halo to Call of Duty, it was like... Because I was one of those guys that chose Halo 3 over Call of Duty 4. So, you know, I stuck with Halo all the way through Infinite, and then said, you know what, fuck this.
Halo 3 was the first one where you could go through and team up online and play the game.
Yeah, that was pretty
fun. And me and my buddy and maybe one or two other guys, we went through and within the first day had gone through on Legendary. We started the first level and I put it on normal and we were just like, we went through it and I was like, man, that was way too easy, guys. Let's just say fuck it. It's four of us playing. Let's put it on Legendary. We put it on Legendary and we were still like fucking everybody up.
Man. I have every achievement in Halo 3 except for 1 0-point achievement where you gotta escape on the ghosts on the last level with all the skulls on Legendary. And it might not even be all the skulls, but there's the one where it gives you no checkpoints, so you gotta start over from the beginning. And the one if someone goes down, you all die.
Yeah.
And that's it. Oh, and explosions and extra grenades or something. Mm-hmm. It's just stupid ass hard, and I could never get three other people to sit down with and really give it a try. We tried it once and couldn't fucking do it, and that's the only achievement I don't have. So it doesn't say whatever out of whatever. Even though I got all the achievement points, and I never got the fucking recon armor because I couldn't get that fucking achievement. Mm. That recon armor was something special for a minute there. And fucking Bungie had to interview you to give it to you.
Oof.
Man, and it looked fucking dope. And then fucking ODST came out and they gave everyone fucking...
Yeah. I was thinking I'd probably seen that. Something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't... I definitely didn't get close to that level. I beat it on Legendary. I collected all of the skulls. But...
Man.
Yeah. Like, beating it with, like, a bunch of skulls on. That was tough. That was really...
Yeah, that... Halo on Legendary was a pain in the ass. And you know what? It was... I was so thankful for fucking multiplayer. Because that meant if one of you lived, you were at least coming back. Because solo, that shit is hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Is that a cigar in your hand, Donnie?
What?
Was that a cigar in your hand?
No, it's a pistachio.
Oh, it looked round. Oh no, what is in your hand? What's the other thing?
Oh.
Wasn't your fucking pen pink?
Yeah, it's all the paint spilling off of it.
Oh shit! Mine's see-through, like the Oh, you can't see the cart, but you can see the fucking pen. That's weird. Oh, that's fucking dope as shit.
Oh, yeah.
What I like about this one, right? When you leave it alone, like you hit it all you want and then just put it in your pocket, it turns itself off after a couple of minutes.
Oh, that's
cool.
Battery. So I only have to charge this thing like maybe every 2 or 3 weeks.
Oh, fucking yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, works pretty good. It's actually supposed to be purple, but because it's been in my pocket, it like color changes. Hey. So all summer it was pink. And when I stick it in front of, like, if I stick it in the fridge, then it'll turn purple.
That's cool as shit. Mine's always pink, but yeah, pink is my favorite color. I mean, y'all can probably fucking tell. Fucking, there's pink all over fucking Brooklyn Beatdown. And my fucking headphones are pink. Yeah. Fucking. But on that fucking note, we reached that time, and if I want to play a little Fortnite, I gotta get the fuck off of here. So I'm sorry for that, you guys. But we fucking love you. It was episode 148.
Oh, fuck you guys.
And you know where to fucking find us at? TheBrooklynBeatdown.com. Fucking Stone to the Ninja. Fucking The Slinky Cat.
.com.
Yeah, Donnie.com.
Donnie.com. I'm gonna make that a website.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what that website goes to, so it's something inappropriate. I'm sorry, but
fuck. Listen, if that's not a website already, it's going to be.
It needs to be Donnie's website, so we need to start something where if Donnie.com isn't Donnie.com, then we're going to, like, petition for it to be Donnie.com.
Yeah, in fact.
Damn it.
Yeah,
it
goes down to
Donnie.com
right now.
That's not a website. Let's see. I could get it right now.
Yeah, Donnie.com.
$69.99. Oh, we might be able to help you get it with a $69.99 service fee. So that means it's going to cost me more.
Well, something premium like Donnie.com, I mean, you'd be lucky if you're not paying thousands.
I could get Donnie.digital for $1.99, though. That's a great alternative. Or DonnieDeath.com is only $50.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's a weird one. Donnie.online. Donnie.dealer. There you go.
What?
Donnie.game. I think you should go with Donnie.baby. It's only $1.99.
Dude, Donnie.baby.
DonnieWalkerMusic.com is only $5.
DonnieBaby.
Yeah, Donnie Baby's only $1.99 for the first year.
No, it's ridiculous.
Or the Donnie's...
.com.
The Donnie's.com is only 1 cent.
The Donnie's?
The Donnie's.com.
With an S?
Yeah, with an S. The Donnie's.
Yeah, you just gotta find one other Donnie.
Hey, I got my dad here.
That's it. That's you guys, thedonnies.com. Start a podcast with your dad.
The Donnies.
Talk about playing video games, man.
Hey, guys, I'm Donnie and you're Donnie. How you doing? I'm Donnie and he's Donnie.
Where are the Donnies? Donnie's
is my dad, Donnie. This is my father, Donnie's. All right, dudes.
All right. Peace out.